Anthony Fauci, the country's top infectious disease expert, told a House committee today he's seeing a disturbing surge of COVID-19 cases in places like Texas, Arizona, and Florida.
Florida now has more than 100,000 confirmed cases, a quarter of those in Miami-Dade County, where hospitalizations have been rising for nearly 2 weeks. Miami-Dade County Mayor Carlos Jimenez joins us now. The mayor's job is nonpartisan, but he is a registered Republican. Mayor, welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing fine. So back in March, you ordered bars and restaurants to close down as the whole country shut down. At that point, you had fewer than 100 new cases a day in the whole state of Florida. Now Miami-Dade alone is seeing more than 400 new cases a day. So my question to you is, if a shutdown was appropriate then, why is it not appropriate now?
No, I don't think we can go back right now. We ran a study with the University of Miami and found that actually probably over 200,000 people had already had the virus here in Miami-Dade. So the numbers is not what's alarming to me. What's causing me some concern is that the rising number of the percentage of positives. And so we were hovering around 5-7% positive of the tests that were being administered. Now it's spiked, and we're now over on a 14-day average over 10%. And we always wanted to stay under 10%. In terms of hospitalizations and hospital beds that we have available, it's not getting anywhere close to the capacity. The troubling aspect of this, we've seen a huge spike in people 18 to 34 that are testing positive. Does that correlate to the protests? Is it because young people think that this virus is not likely to hit them hard? Are they not taking certain precautions? I certainly saw that last Saturday when I ran around Miami Beach. A lot of people on the street. Nobody was wearing a mask. Nobody was social distancing. And so last week I ordered a crackdown on businesses here in Miami-Dade to make sure that people were complying with the rules. The rules that we put in place will work if people will follow them.
And so well, let me ask you, because a lot of the mayors from your county in different cities last night met and decided to put in place mask requirements. Do you support those mask regulations? Do you think they should be for the whole county?
Well, I'm going to talk to my medical advisors today about that. In the cities, I could see where that would make sense because it's much more dense. But in the unincorporated areas of Miami-Dade, it's a lot different. People don't live the same way. Most of them are living in single-family homes or not in apartments. I got to take a look at that. I don't think it's a bad idea to do it in those cities. However, the issue is then, you know, it's not the measure, it's the enforcement. You can order all the mask wearing that you want, but if people are starting to gather in individual homes and basically partying and doing things that they shouldn't be doing, that really is going to undo everything that we're trying to do. So the message has to be to the young people, it may not be a problem for you, but there is a certain percentage of young folks that it's becoming a problem. Those with underlying medical conditions, this virus could be deadly to those young people. But
so why not enforce the mask regulations then? Why not use your power to enforce the mask regulations?
No, like I said, it's the enforcement issue. It's a lot easier said than done, okay? I've told my police department, and I've also advised the people of Miami-Dade that we're going to be cracking down. A week ago, we started this this process. So, you know, I think it's a good measure, what they did. I got to talk to my medical advisors and see if something that we need to do in Miami-Dade as a whole.
Let me ask you about President Trump, because he does not wear a mask in public. He is not asking attendees at his rallies to wear masks. Do you worry about the message the White House is sending about masks to, let's say, people in your county?
I think everything is important. I wear a mask, you know, wherever I'm outside or I can't maintain social distancing. I wear a mask when I'm inside, because it is important for the people to have that visual. Look, we've had incidents here in Miami where, you know, some mayors did not wear masks when they were supposed to be wearing masks and they were caught. And that's not a good message. You know, we should be consistent in what we're saying. What we're asking people to do, we ought to do ourselves.
I want to ask you about what the president did yesterday, suspending work visas through the end of the year. That's high-tech visas, hospitality visas, au pairs, corporate executives being transferred around the world. You're in one of the most international metropolitan areas in the United States. Do you think that this is going to hurt you? Do you think that it's a mistake?
Actually, I got to look at the order. I was out of the city. I haven't seen the order or what it applies or what it means. So I don't know what kind of impact it's going to have. But we are an international city, and we are a tech hub. And if it affects that, then, that's something that I need to look at and see how we can mitigate it.
Let me just ask you one more thing, Mayor. I'm sure you saw that President Trump made some comments about being open to meeting with Nicolas Maduro of Venezuela. His administration, as you know, has publicly recognized the opposition leader Juan Guaido as the legitimate mm-hmm. president of Venezuela. Your county is home to a lot of people of Venezuelan origin. Do you think it would be appropriate for President Trump to meet with Maduro?
I think he clarified what he meant. He said he would meet with Maduro only to negotiate his exit from Venezuela. That I support. I mean, that's what we need to have. Maduro needs to leave Venezuela. Socialism has destroyed Venezuela, just like it destroyed my home country of Cuba. And so if you want to meet him to negotiate his exit, by all means, all right. But to meet him for other purposes, no, I don't support that. But I don't believe that's what the president meant. He clarified that in a tweet yesterday of exactly what he meant. That meeting is just to negotiate his exit. So for that, yeah, I do support that. But for other purposes, I will not support it. I don't think it does any good.
You think it's still possible Guaido could be actually the one in power in Venezuela?
Do I think it's possible? Anything is possible. Do I think it's probable? No, I don't. You know, I'm Cuban. I came from Cuba when I was 6 years old. I've seen this play before. I've seen this movie before. Dictators like that don't normally give up their power easy. Do I believe that he can? Yes, he can. Do I think he will? I'm not so sure of that.
That is Carlos Jimenez, the mayor of Miami-Dade County, Florida. Mayor Jimenez, thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Have a good one.